Hello there, Podcast Land. This episode of the Behind the Barricade podcast is sponsored by Podcast Texts. Podcasters, do you want to expand your podcast reach to 360 million, maybe even more people? Do you want to make your podcast searchable on Google, Yahoo, even Ask Jeeves? Then look no further than Podcast Texts. You can increase your podcast reach exponentially. You can also reach the deaf and hearing impaired. They can read your podcast. It's unbelievable the amount of ways podcast text can help you. Maybe you have a few links you'd like to include. Not a problem. You can include them thanks to podcast texts. Seem too good to be true? Visit podcasttexts.com to create a more dynamic user experience for your audience today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast, and here are your hosts, John O'Connor and Daniel Tao.
What's up, podcast fans? Welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast. My name is John O'Connor. Like always, I'm with Daniel Tao, and we've reached episode number 46 of the podcast. Believe it or not, this is our first repeat guest. No, we didn't run out of guests or anything. We received a message from this man saying he has a new EP coming out called Best Intentions this past Friday. He's talked with numerous places, including MySpace, but he wanted to make sure to keep in touch with us. That's called a friend. From Approaching Troy, Jake Zalazar is back. He does a Skype call this time while out on the road. It was great catching up with him and just shooting the shit. Before the episode, you know our social medias by now. Our new website, BehindTheCade.com, is really coming together. I think it's almost done? I'm not too sure. I know nothing about websites, I'm not going to lie. But it does look good, so check out the progress right now. Big ups to Tiffany. Thank you so much. Also, if you want to get a question in for Heffron Drive, have it in by Wednesday. It takes a day for iTunes to refresh their reviews, so I don't want you to be left out. Also, keep it up with the subscribing, the 5-star ratings, and the reviews. It really helps us out. That's about it. Help me return to the show. Jake Zalazar of Approaching Troy.
Interviewing Davey Muse. He was a lead singer of the band Vanna. And there was some scheduling issues where we were supposed to talk Bradley, the lead singer of Emerosa at that same time. So I saw him over there and we thought we were going to get him. And next thing you know, Davey was ushered to us. We're like, okay, whatever. You know, I'm a huge Vanna fan. I'm like, you know what, Dan, you take this one. And Dan goes, all right, so we're here with the lead singer of Emerosa, and my heart just, like, sunk. I was like, no, you fucking idiot. It's Davey Muse of fucking Vanna.
No, man, that sucks.
Yeah, thankfully he was a good sport about it. And then Dan's like, well, yeah, you both have a red shirt, you have tattoos.
They both had blue shirts, and they both had sleeve tattoos. Look similar. And I wasn't checking out his facial features or anything like that.
That was the only thing that was similar. They had fucking tattoos and they were wearing a similar shirt.
Yeah, but we were busy doing interviews all day. I wasn't like, all right, that guy looks a little different. All right, that's him. It was just...
Dude, the one time I give you the fucking lead and you completely butcher it.
Well, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't screw this one up because I know it's Jake Zalazar of Approaching Troy.
Oh my God, he did it correctly.
Boom.
All right, yeah. Let's go with this. Jake, you are our first reoccurring guest. How does it make you feel?
I'm happy to be back.
Okay, great interview.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back, man. Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Of course. Yeah, we just talked with Marzi Matazzari of... He used to be in Phil Anselmo in the Illegals, and that was one hell of an interview. Went over an hour, so...
Jeez.
Yeah, we had some guitar lessons in there, too. It's pretty
nice.
So
I don't have the record for longest interview.
No. I'm pretty sure Justin at Boontoons beat you.
Yeah, did you ever play up at Boontoons yet?
No, actually haven't.
Okay, yeah, so there's a venue in Boonton, New Jersey. It's out, like, northwest in the middle of God only knows where. And it's a venue called Boontoons. And, like, we've known the owner, Justin. He's been playing in a band called Hot Pink Apocalypse. It was, like, a funk band still around. And, you know...
I would have not guessed funk band.
Yeah, funk band. Funk and experimental. And, like, we were talking to him, and it was, like, Wednesday. We started... What was it, Dan? It was, like, Wednesday at, like, 7 o'clock. And we took, like, one break. We didn't get out of there until Thursday morning at, like, 1:30 in the morning. And I had work the next day.
Right. Jeez, man.
Yeah. but like I told you before, yours is the most downloaded episode, or second, one of the two. I think Rich Ward might have you beat by one, like maybe 10 or 20 downloads, but you're up there.
And well, I'm honored. Hopefully we can boost that other one.
Absolutely. Let's fucking boost this one, because you are here. You talked to us, you messaged us, said you have a new EP coming out on Friday, which is last Friday. Yep. Because this is coming out on Monday.
Right. Yeah, so August 19th would be the date of that. And, yeah, our new album, Best Intentions, which we started talking about last time, is due out, like I said, August 19th. We're really excited about it.
Wow. And you just released the single, was it Sparta?
Yeah, Sparta was just released later last month. And then earlier that month was Wake Up, which was the technically the first single on it.
Okay, awesome, man. Awesome. So did you send it out for any reviews yet, any early reviews, or are you just keeping this under wraps until Friday? I think Jake put us on hold.
We are on hold. That's the first time this has ever happened.
Hello?
Jesus, what the fuck did you do, Jake?
Okay, I actually ended up getting a call in.
Those bastards.
Holy shit, yeah, we heard like a doop. I'm like, what the fuck? And we looked down, and it's like, we're like, Jake Salazar, on hold. I'm like, wait, what?
It was Lawrence.
Sorry, man, I didn't mean to put you on hold.
It's all right. Like, hell, it's a first for everything. This is like a first of podcast.
Right, there you go. It's a first of podcast. I like that. That's what you should name it.
Yes. Jake Salazar, part two, first of.
Exactly. Yeah, so like I was saying, no, we haven't really sent it for too many reviews at this point. We've definitely had a couple of sites pick up on the singles, which is really nice. So that was pretty cool. Did a ton of interviews for it, which is really nice also. I got a great publicist this time. So yeah, I mean that's been what it's, you know, been at. I think it's I don't know how to phrase this, cuz it's before it's going to be released, but yeah, we got a full stream going on at on one of the sites that you could check it out on. I'm not sure which one yet, but yeah, no. So, you know, we've had a little bit of promo on it going on, which is great, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Awesome. And it also looks like you did an interview with MySpace.
Yeah, I did an interview with MySpace, which is cool. You know,
still around.
And yeah, they selected our song to, you know, feature it as like their song of the day, you know, which was pretty cool. And then on top of that, they did a little interview with me, which was a lot of fun. They asked some really cool questions, especially relatable to Long Island. So
That's awesome. How many Bayside questions or Taking Back Sunday questions?
Oh man, from them, I don't think any. Thankfully.
Wow.
From you know, every other interview I've done, way too many. Usually it's Glassjaw and Take Max Sunday and Brand New, and sometimes we get the occasional Bayside.
Yeah, I mean, Glassjaw was like one of those prominent figures. Sounds nothing like your band at all.
right, which is weird, because we always get like, it's reminiscent of that, and I'm like, eh.
Maybe not.
I mean, we were on the same island as them, yes.
Yeah, maybe I've passed by their old schools once or twice.
Exactly. Maybe there was a head automatic fill in there. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. But, yeah, no, it's cool, though. I mean, I don't mind being compared to these bands. They're all, you know, very successful, very inspirational, so.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked about it last time, and Bayside's actually on tour now.
Yeah, yeah, actually, they're releasing their album the same day as we are, which is...
Oh, that's right, you told me about that.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, it's kind of cool. I mean, they're playing in, I think they're playing in Manhattan.
Yeah, I want to say maybe PlayStation Theater, perhaps. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, right. They're also playing Starland over here, so.
Yeah. We actually just played with them this last April, which was cool. So.
Yeah, at the, what was it, the music conference in Lancaster, was it? Or
at the launch.
Launch, yes, yes.
Yep.
Wow, so. That's awesome, man. So, from last interview, which was, shit, when did we do that interview?
That was a while ago.
That was a while ago. Yeah. Honestly, I'm not sure.
Wasn't it in the winter?
Was it? No, I think it had to be spring.
Yeah, it was definitely spring.
Because he talked about the whole opening for Bayside, and that was, I think, like, what, late April, right?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go with May. So from May through, basically, we're now winding down to the end of summer. Yeah. What's been up with Approaching Troy other than this album? I hear you're on the tour, or a little mini tour.
Yeah, yeah. We had we're currently on a, I guess, a 12-day tour, I think it was, which is cool. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, we hit up a lot of states that we have never gone to before, Maine, New Hampshire, and then, you know, rounding out the end of the tour, or I guess the middle to end of the tour with states that, you know, we frequently go, which is Massachusetts, Connecticut, and obviously New York. So, you know, it's been a crazy ride, and, you know, it's been so much fun.
Hey, that's the most important part.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, a lot of fun things happen on tour, especially when you've we got lucky. We got an Xbox in our van this time, so it was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun.
Oh shit!
A lot of screaming at each other for losing or winning.
Oh god, what game?
Well, we had Call of Duty.
Okay.
Had Halo, and I think those were the two ones that we mainly played, and then we watched a lot of Rick and Morty. Which was fun.
I still have to check out that show. That's fuck. Who created that? It was a guy from Community, Dan Harmon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. No. Come on,
are we
Jake.
On hold again.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my god, dude.
You
I'm
unprofessional
so...
motherfucker.
I'm sorry.
Who keeps calling you?
Tell your girlfriend that in another 20 minutes you'll be able to call her back.
Or tell Lawrence to shut the fuck up for just a couple more minutes.
Not Lawrence. Lawrence is actually in Florida, and he's the best freaking manager because he's going to fly in for our EP release show.
Wow, is he on vacation in Florida? Or?
Yeah, he's with his wife, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man, that's the dedication level. He's the best, man, honestly.
Jeez. Yeah, he was a lot of fun to have in studio when you were with us, and Jesus, like I said before, you had one hell of a radio voice. He really, really should look into some radio opportunities. I mean, no offense with the management or anything, but he's got the golden voice.
No, I agree, and it could only help, you know, his management, so, you know, having that connection with a popular radio station or something, but actually, you know, it's funny, as he told me on the way home, he was like, oh, that was really cool, it tapped into some, like, radio things I always wanted to do, so, you're kind of hitting it right on the head there.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
No, so, definitely not.
So, anyways, let's talk about the new EP coming out. How many tracks do we have going on?
We got six right now. Not like that's going to change, but yeah, we got six. One of them is a remake of a song that we did back in 2011, and we decided that it would only be fair to redo it, considering it was our favorite song at the time. And it didn't come out so great last time, so we're like, let's just redo it again, see what it comes out like. If we like it and we think that it's a newer version of it, then great, we'll put it on the album. If not, then we'll just leave it off. And it ended up being, you know, some of our favorite songs was, you know, was that song. Some of us had that song as our favorite song. So, you know, it was really nice remaking that one. Yeah, and then we have, like, a bunch of new ones. The other ones are all new except for the last song on the album, which is Dear Sadie. We completely remade that song completely, 100%, into an acoustic orchestral type of version of it. And it's so sweet and melodic and fun and, you know, definitely gets the feels going compared to the other version that's more, like, heavier and, you know, more rhythmic. So
yeah, we played Dear Sadie on your last interview there. I think it was maybe the closeout song. So it's pretty cool to hear that, you know, you went to a more like acoustic vibe and you just experimented a little bit too.
Absolutely, man. We got, you know, instruments that we have kind of just for the first time dabbled into, like violins and, you know, basses and not like the guitar, but like bass, and, you know, all these other instruments that we just decided was like, you know what, let's just see what goes on. And, you know, like timpani drums and. It really, it becomes this, like, huge thing at the end. It's really insane, actually.
So do you have the perfect build-up, and then you have the release?
Oh, the whole song is just one huge build-up. So it's really, it's different. It's different than what we've anything we've ever released before.
Wow. I wish there was a way to, like, hear all of this live, like, you know, Approaching Troy Unplugged type of deal, where you have, like, a whole orchestra behind you doing the song.
Dude, I would love to do that one day, 100%. You know, we've always talked about releasing an acoustic album. We just feel like we don't have enough material right now to really put out an acoustic, like, you know, album of songs that everyone knows. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but probably soon. Really thinking about it. So,
yeah, I mean, if anything, just upload some on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, actually, the version of Dear Sadie that's on the album is more of a built-up version of one that we actually already released online. We did, like, this live version of it with acoustic guitars. Mm-hmm. And we really vamped it up, though, with all these different orchestral instruments. So,
wow. I'm extremely excited to hear it. So yeah, it's going to be up where? iTunes, Spotify, basically anywhere where you can get music?
Anywhere you can find music. So, yeah, definitely. You know, YouTube, if you want to do that free route. You know, for sure, Spotify, Apple Music. Actually, Apple Music's not free, but you get what I'm saying. Stream it.
Yeah, exactly. If you stream it on Spotify, you get about, what, like 0.5 cents or something like that?
Yeah, I actually think that's about right.
There you go. It actually adds up to 99 cents where these guys can actually eat on tour.
Yeah. Maybe we can get like a 99-cent meal.
Exactly. Maybe stop at a dollar menu. A little McDonald's action.
Yeah, well, we'll have to fund that extra penny, but that's okay.
It's worth it.
Yeah, definitely. So,
yeah. So, anyways, you got the new album coming out. You're on the tour now. Any fall plans coming up?
Fall plans. We got some things in the works right now that we haven't, you know, completely confirmed, but, you know, always doing Weekend Warriors, always traveling to, you know, nearby states, and, of course, you know, never leaving our hometown, so. Definitely going to be playing some hometown shows for sure.
Nice. Any West Coast? Randomly, but...
Oh, man. We're thinking about it for next year, but definitely not within the winter or any of those months. Just it gets so expensive, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Not to mention that you basically have to drive over. It's not like you could take an airplane over and then, like, rent a bus or something like that. I mean, it's just treacherous winters, especially going through, like, the Midwest, too.
Man, yeah. Well, that was treacherous in summer when we did it last year. So, you know, I can't imagine, you know, doing it in the winter months. But not to say we wouldn't love to go over there. I mean, last time we went there, it was honestly, like, I would love to go back to California. I would love to go back to Colorado. Those were some of my favorite places I've ever been. So, you know, I mean, that was, we would love to if we can, you know, if we hit the lottery, maybe.
or if Bayside comes around and calls, be like, hey, yeah. I see you released an EP the same time we released Vacancy. Huh.
Either they're going to say, hey, man, thanks for splitting our sales on our EP release show. Or they'll be like, listen, man, this is cool stuff. You should come with us. We'll see.
Hopefully the latter, not the former.
Yeah, exactly.
but put it this way, if Bayside even knows your name, like I know that you talked with Anthony and stuff like that. You gave him an EP, right, or CD?
Yeah. Yep. Gave him the Dear Sadie EP. Yeah. I wish Best Intentions was ready, but it wasn't, unfortunately.
Hey, you never know. Maybe he could talk with. What was it? Were they on Hopeless now?
I believe they're on Hopeless. Yep.
Hey, you know what? It only takes one phone call.
Yeah, it's true. hey, just check out this band. Actually, we stopped there when we were on our West Coast tour last year.
Oh, at Hopeless Records?
Yeah, we just hung out at the place. We were like, yo, let's just check it out. See what it's like.
And what was it like?
A lot smaller than you'd think.
Shithole.
It's just,
man,
like,
that was a dump.
It's just like one big living room. And then, like, expands into just like a hallway.
Hmm.
From what we saw.
Yeah.
We can't really go past the receptionist at that point. But, you know, we hung out with her for a while. She was cool.
Yeah, at least she didn't call security.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, she seemed like a lot of fun, actually.
Did you drop off any CDs?
Of course, man. Of course. You got to just, you know, just advertise yourself and market yourself as well as you can.
Wow, that's awesome. Whoa, what the fuck is going on? Do you hear that on your end?
I don't, actually.
It literally sounds like in my right headphone, it sounds like a storm. Like, it's like, all right, it stopped.
I hope that's not in the interview.
Oh, it's probably going to be. Right, Dan?
Yeah, probably.
See, it's a first for everything. First with, like, go. Major issues. First with, here it is again.
Oh,
Jesus,
it's back.
Christ. You're calling from Long Island, right?
Yeah.
Wow, what the fuck is going on between Long Island and New Jersey?
I don't know, man. Maybe like a, I don't know. I don't want to jinx anything.
Jinx anything? It's already been fucking. It sounds like a snowstorm.
Maybe, dude. Maybe. You never know.
Wow.
You ever see the movie The Day After Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Could happen.
It can. Did you see the South Park version? 2 days two days after the day after tomorrow, or 2 days before the day after tomorrow.
I think I did see that. I think I did.
I've actually not watched too much South Park.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, really? It's a great show.
Wow. Dude, I kind of stopped in the later years, but growing up, I had a lot of different seasons on DVDs, so.
I haven't even seen the movie.
You've never seen South Park Bigger, Longer, and Uncut?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. It's just like one of those things that kind of everyone was watching, and I'm just like, eh. It seems kind of funny, but I'd rather go outside and play football, or you know.
Okay, so you're using a little hipster vibe. Like, yeah, everyone was watching it, but I was like different, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah, man, I was playing football before football was cool.
Yeah, and now it's way too cool.
I'm not one of the jocks. I mean, now I play like badminton because like nobody plays badminton except for this one court down in Brooklyn that I always like frequent. There's this jerk off there named Lawrence that always plays with me, and he's terrible
got a radio voice.
We talked about the shitty band he manages.
Like approaching Chua or something like that, or you had something to do with like a porno name or something like that.
Oh my gosh, tell me you don't remember that.
The worst part was you told us the story after we were off the air.
Oh.
Now you gotta tell it.
All right, what is the story?
All right, so we went to this interview in Massachusetts, which we love them there. I'm not gonna name them because I think that they're really fun. And it's actually the first place we premiered Wake Up ever, and it was live. So, but it was this one lady who was sitting in on the interview. And I think she was a part of another show, but she was just sitting in for ours. And her first question to us was, you guys, where does the name come from? And we're like, you know, oh, we don't usually, like, talk about where or when or whatever, you know, because it's, like, really stupid. Yeah. And she goes, well, because I was kind of getting, like, a gay vibe. Like, maybe, like, you guys, like, were, like, all approaching this dude named Troy, and, like, you guys, like, really liked him. And I'm like, wow, you have some vivid imagination.
like whose first idea would that be, like, popping in the head? Like, I would think, you know, Romans, you know, the, what was it?
The right. Movie Troy?
Yeah, the movie Troy. Yeah, there we go. Thank you. Exactly. Like, that would be my first idea. But right. Actually going up to a random guy named Troy and doing some sexual services to him.
Hey, guys, we're approaching Troy.
Yeah. Man, honestly, I don't know how she got that. But, I mean, first I would think maybe, like, the movie and then, like, the band The Fall of Troy, which, like, sucks because, like, we figured out our name after they broke up. Because I don't know if you guys remember or if you know too much about them. But
I know, yeah.
Nine, and then I came up with their name in 2010, and then they came back like last year or something.
Yep.
So it's like, well, fuck, man.
I think they're playing Webster Hall again, not in the near future.
Maybe we should play with them.
Yeah, might as well. That would really fuck up ticket sales.
Yeah, dude. If people don't confuse us now, they definitely will then. Yeah. Not musically, of course, but.
Well, that would be cool if they think you're going on at a certain time, or they're going on at a certain time, and it happens to be you. You could be playing in front of that many more people.
Dude, you don't know how often that happens, where people will be like, "I'll be like, oh, you know, we're in the band approaching Troy," and they're like, "Oh, I think I've heard of you," and we'll be like, "Probably not." Probably thinking of Fall of Troy, which actually sometimes we're surprised when they actually like, no, I've actually been to your show.
Like, well, so fuck me, huh? Yeah,
exactly. But, you know, pleasantly surprised, of course.
Yeah, you got that one song, FCPREMIX, I think. Man, the guitars on there is so fucking wild.
Yeah, dude, that's us. That's, you know, my lyrics.
God, what's Thomas Erak like?
Yeah, dude, no, he's a dick. No, wait. Totally a joke, by the way.
Well, honestly, I've never met the guy, so, you know, I don't have an opinion.
Yeah, actually.
Apparently, you flat out called him a dick. I mean, that's your prerogative.
Yeah, dude, I can't wait for our publicist to get a hold of this.
Oh, yeah.
Calls Tom's a dick, so great.
And you know what? You just made our lives way easier, because we were definitely going to TMZ the shit out of this. Approaching Troy calls Fall of Troy dicks.
Oh, great, dude. That's what happened with Take Back Sunday recently.
Oh, yeah, with the whole emo night thing.
Yeah. No, dude, that was only one of them, dude. He was talking about Jesse Lacey, too. He goes, yeah, no, dude, he's honestly just a dick. That was, like, his exact words.
Really?
Everywhere. Yeah, it was just everywhere.
Well, obviously, they had their feud going back, oh, my God. How many years?
Like, 2004.
Yeah, and they still hate each other.
Yeah. I don't know why, man, honestly. That's seems like a little bit of... You know what? I'm going to stop talking.
Why? This is the shit that people love.
Of course.
Comedy. Of
course. They love to hate you sometimes.
Well, look, as long as you trigger some kind of emotion with anyone, you're doing your job.
Yeah. How about this? How about I say this? I, Jake Salazar, hate kittens.
You is motherfucker. You know Dan owns, like, 4 cats.
Yeah, but you know I'm, like, deathly allergic, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What happened when you left here after that one interview?
I was actually all right. I'm actually sitting in our drummer's house right now, and he has his little kitty, which is adorable.
Aww.
And I'm actually not feeling too awful right now, so pretty happy about it.
Okay, maybe it has something to do with, like, big cats.
Maybe. Why? Does he have kitties?
Dan?
Yeah.
No, he had like 4 like full size.
4, dude. Yeah, normal size cats.
Oh. Well, yeah. I felt all right that day.
Yeah, Tori, however, she was basically fucking done with.
Really?
Yeah, like the entire time she's like, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, thankfully she didn't do anything on the air, but like I told her beforehand, I think this was like the second time she came over to Dan's place. Like first time we were doing an interview with it was Christian of the band A Boy Named John, and she's like, "Yeah, should I bring allergy medicine?" I'm like, "Why?" She's like, "Dan has cats, right?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Yeah, I'm allergic to cats." And like the entire time I'm like, "Oh my God, you know, your throat's gonna close up. We're gonna have like our first death on a podcast, and we're only like 12 episodes in."
That would be insane. That would be a first.
Yeah, I know. Our careers would be over, but hey, whatever.
At least you got the publicity, right?
Exactly. Unfortunately for Tori, like I love her to death, but she's not famous enough to warrant us getting fame off of that.
Yeah, exactly. Where is Tori tonight?
Home, I think.
Home?
Yeah, I mean, this was totally like a last-minute thing, so honestly, I didn't even think to invite her.
Nice.
She's going to be very jealous.
Yes.
Oh, man. I miss Tori. Used to talk to her a lot when we were first starting out, actually.
Ah, memories.
Yeah, memories, exactly.
And then you became a gigantic band. You're like, who the fuck's Tori? Yeah,
right.
Yeah, some other groupie. Yeah.
Right. That would ever happen.
Stand in line and get a ticket like the rest of them.
Yeah. You want an autograph? Yeah, I'll sign your forehead.
Oh man, dude, that would be a pretty fucked up day.
Although Tori would slap the shit out of you if you ever thought about doing that.
Absolutely.
She's like the nicest girl, but I know, like, if you cross her path, she will fuck you up.
Oh yeah, dude, 100%, 100%. I wouldn't even question it. That's what you could put out, dude. You could put out that, you could put out beef between me and Tori.
Yes, there we go.
There you go.
Celebrity death match.
Lead singer of Approaching Troy. This is, you know, radio host, podcast host.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. Also, she also works at a couple of venues in the New Jersey area, so.
Nice. So that would be good connection for us to just shit on her life.
Absolutely. He'll never play in New Jersey again.
Yeah, great. That would be really nice.
Yeah, I mean, like, going back to, like, the 80s and 90s, like, imagine, like, fucking over one promoter, and he has the power to just go and say, all right, you're banned, you're blacklisted from here and there.
Oh, man, dude, that would be the worst. I mean, I'm sure that still can happen, but probably not at our level.
Well, believe it or not, that we did an interview, like, this is, like, a whole big blast in the past. Like, this is, like, a greatest hits episode where I just keep coming up with interviews that we've done. But, like, one of our first
episode, that's it.
Exactly. One of our first interviews was with a guy. His name was John Schreiber. He was with the band Rainey's Revenge. And he actually got into a fight, like, a physical altercation with the manager of the Word Alive. I don't know if you remember this story going back. Like,
yeah, I do. I do think you said this one.
Yeah. And the funniest part, like, well, not really that funny to his career, but a whole bunch of promoters came out and like, yeah, they'll never play in Georgia, they'll never play in Virginia, they'll never play in Florida again, and they're like out playing all these places.
Nice.
So that's a bunch of lip service in the end.
Of course.
Isn't that what the trap guitar player said to us?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, you know, you just screwed yourselves, you won't be able to like play shows in here ever again, and at this venue, and how many times have they asked TFL to play a show there?
Yeah, we were asked maybe like 3 or 4 times. Like, this show wasn't right for us. Like, we were offered like some big high quality shows, like Gemini Syndrome was one, 3 Years Hollow I think was another one. Like, a lot of like decent sized hard rock bands to play with. You know, obviously it didn't work out, but like in the back of my mind, like, I always thought about like the guitarist of Trapped. Yeah, you'll never work in this town again. It's like, well, yeah, we're actually the ones doing the turndowns. Like, not to be a dick or anything, like, obviously scheduling reasons. But, you know, we're actually getting a whole bunch of, like, calls and shit like that. Like, after that whole debacle shit happened with my band, well, Dan's former band at the time, we were contacted by people, like, in Delaware and, like, Pennsylvania and, like, all these surrounding places. Like, yeah, you know what? Fuck Trapped. You could definitely come and play in our venues and shit like that. And, like... And one of the places where it was actually Atlantic City, where we still play shows at today, thanks to that venue owner.
Damn, man, that's nice to get that support, though.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really happen too much anymore, but like when it does, like, you know, it's for real.
The promoter didn't even know we were that band. Remember? Like, oh, you were that band in the fight.
Wait, what? No, remember? I don't know that.
I could have sworn that when we were talking to him on Facebook, he didn't even know that we were the band. That
no. That was the promoter of the venue. Well, it's the Stanhope House. That was the venue that we got an altercation with. It was the promoter of Stanhope House. He actually offered us to open for Trapped again. I shit you not.
Hey, they forgot about it. Yeah, that's it.
That's what happens, though. They get so busy and they forget about who they blacklisted.
We totally should have. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, and I think we were talking with...
doing a cover of Headstrong?
Yeah, we were talking with our friends in When Thieves Are About, and the entire time is like, you know what, you should just do Where You Belong over and over and just repeat that for a half hour.
Dude, that would be so funny. Oh my gosh, I would pay for that.
I know, who wouldn't pay for that? Like, I'd come out with, like, fucking, like, the weird-ass leather, like, red leather jacket. Like, they came out with a video not too long after our whole altercation with him, and he was wearing like a red leather jacket and like did like this douchey, broke like a vase of roses. I'm like, ugh. And he had like fucking Wayne Static hair. It was quite abominable. And I was thinking of just like doing that entire thing all over again, just reenacting that video, like breaking like 10 vases. I was about to say vases, 10 vases of roses, just smash them all over the place, just be like all artsy and moody.
Dude, you should have. You would have gotten so much press for that.
And then we would have been blacklisted from the Stanhope House.
Yeah, probably a few more venues. Yeah,
exactly. There's glass shards everywhere, you assholes. Oh, God. But anyways.
About Approaching Troy.
Yes, about the non-gay Approaching Troy porno band type of deal.
Exactly.
So Best Intentions coming out on Friday, 6-song EP, coming out with a new version of Dear Sadie, which right. you I'm sorry?
No, I said right. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Which, you know, I'm totally digging the whole orchestra thing. I'm really fucking stoked to hear that shit.
Yeah, man, I'll send it to you.
Absolutely. That'd be awesome. And you've actually sent us 2 songs already, and we're going to play one before the episode, a little intro, and one, you know, out completely. Which song do you want us to play one out going completely?
Play one out. Let's do Sadie. I'm sorry, Sparta, Jesus.
Sparta, Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, that's a new single. Yeah, let's do Sparta.
Do Sparta. All right. That's awesome. Any background memories, like when writing that or something happened in a studio, or like what's the background of this song?
Well, actually, this song was a demo from a while back as well that we had reworked and completely like redone. It's kind of like the song on the album that's like oh wow, so you know they're not changing their style too much, but you know still incorporating those new elements to the song, and you'll hear it a lot in there. You'll hear our old, like a lot of what defined us on the first album, very strongly in that one, you know, with the guitar riffs and the vocal melody and the catchy chorus and everything, but you know, also branching out into different genres with beats and all these other different instruments, and you know, so you'll hear that in Sparta, and you know, it was a lot of fun to record in the studio because you know, anything was free game. It was just like, let's just, you know, let's just throw beats in here. Like, why not? You know, it sounds a little empty in this one spot. Let's just fill it in with beats. And it actually sounds like really sick. So, you know, that was like the song that we're like, let's just do whatever, you know?
So this is the full evolution. This is the next step all in one song.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Goddamn.
Right. So,
well, Jake, we're going to let you go. You're on the rest of the tour ending pretty soon. What are some of the other dates, or is this not going to go past Monday?
No, this is not going to go past Monday. I'm sure we'll have more shows announced within that week or something, but as of right now, nothing.
Okay, awesome. Facebook.com/approachingtroy. Did you have a website? I can't remember offhand.
Yep. Approachingtroy.com.
Easy enough. Approachingtroy.com. Don't put in any XXX or else you might have something pop up.
Something there's you don't want to see.
In there with some things you should put in the approachingtroy.com/XXX.
You really should, just like a little Easter egg type of deal.
I might do that. I'm gonna do it and see how many people go.
There you go. Have the four of you in like togas, but you know, you click on one thing and maybe the togas might fall off.
Fall off. You don't know.
You don't know. You have to you have to go and say.
Absolutely.
But right, anyways, get the EP. Jake, you're one hell of a guest. We'll definitely have you back in person for the third one, because obviously there's going to be a third one.
Absolutely. We'd love to.
See you later, Jake.